This is Vance from SWTORRP.com, and I am here at BioWare, and I'm no longer just a token female. There are other chicks here. And listen to the Tor Syndicate broadcast, because they rock.
You are listening to a Star Wars The Old Republic community podcast. This is the Tor Syndicate.
Everyone, this is Lord Hammer from GuildUmber.com, and you're listening to the Tor Syndicate podcast. And today I've got my usual co-host. I have Barislan. What's going on, sir?
Yo, what's up?
We've also got our latest and greatest intern who's done his rise to power, and he's now a producer. We have none other than Vertek. What's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going?
And you're in what guild?
I'm in Umbra, of course. What other guild is there?
Nice. So it's two against one as we're sitting here, you know, keeping things offset for, the Empire versus our one guy on the Republic side. But actually, we also have a guest here. We've got Mr. Mike Norton. What's going on, sir?
Hey, how you doing? Glad to be here, guys. And yes, I am Republic.
All right. He's here to bring the balance back to you. The show.
Bring the balance to the force.
Since his guild also has an RP in it.
Uh-huh.
So.
Nice. So real quick, why don't you give us a brief update or idea of who you are and what it is that you bring to the Tor community? Because, I just found out about you, your site, what you're doing, and I think it's really entertaining, but you know, most of the listeners may not know who you are and what you do, so why don't you go ahead and just give us the spiel on who you are, what you do, and why should we care?
All right. Well, on a rainy night in 1968. Hold on. Okay.
Not that far back.
Well, I came to Star Wars The Old Republic from other MMOs. I'm a veteran WoW player, like a lot of folks that are going to be coming into the community, and one of the things I didn't like about WoW was the community part. We probably shouldn't have to talk too much about that. And I'm also a Google fanboy. And when I got the opportunity to mix the two, it was really cool. Google started something called Google Plus just a few months ago, which is trying to compete against Twitter and Facebook and be their own social media outlook. And with that, they gave us some tools that are kind of cool that we can use to build up the community. But the first thing that happened is a lot of like-minded folks interested in Star Wars The Old Republic started filling the news feeds and hanging out with each other, and you put folks in circles. And so right now we have about 700 to 900 people in a SWTOR circle that's pretty much shared amongst all those folks, that everybody's engaged really heavily into, you know, Star Wars The Old Republic news, and it's really exciting because you're not limited to 140 characters. Another thing that they gave us, which is what leads to you guys getting a hold of me, is this thing called Hangouts. Google gave us the ability to basically get together with 10 people online and use your camera and your mic and just kind of do it like a round table. And so we just started doing that on Monday nights at 5:30 Pacific time. Folks in that circle, in the SWTOR circle, get on there and we start talking about Tor. And we've now done 8 shows, and it's been kind of fun. The hardest part is figuring out all the technical stuff and getting it streamed, because we've got so many people that want to be a part of it and we're limited to 10. So that's a nutshell. I'm also a guild master of, like we said, a guild called Redeemed. We are an RP, PvE guild that's going to be on the West Coast server, and we we're out there just trying to do the thing for the Republic.
So you're just trying to find your way in this galaxy is what you're trying to tell me.
Finding our ways and helping folks be redeemed. You know, if we want to go with the RP deal, our name kind of goes back to Redeemed is an actual very, you know, steadfast, overarching theme in a lot of the Old Republic stories. You know, you got Revan, which I've got the book in my hand and I've been reading it like crazy. Revan was redeemed and all this. So that's kind of the play out there. But Redeemed actually started back in 2006 in WoW, and has been on and off through WoW and LOTRO, and now we're very excited and got the band back together for Star Wars The Old Republic.
Got the band back together.
So then how many episodes do you have, and when did you actually start? When was your first episode?
It'd be 8 weeks ago. I don't want to take my shoes off, so I'll let you guys look at a calendar, but we've done it every week for 8 weeks. We just did our eighth one last night. The programs, the hangouts, they're not shows. We kind of, you know, some people are thinking they're podcasts. They're not really podcasts. They're just this opportunity for everybody to get together. And a lot of really cool interaction goes on it with a roundtable type situation. And with this weekend beta, it was kind of exciting. But the most exciting show we had is, if you go back, and I think it was 7 or 6, which is right around the time the first press embargo was lifted. And everybody got to talk about some of the stuff that was in the content that a lot of the folks shared on the news sites, because that's been the biggest struggle. The first thing we always start off on the hangout is a big disclaimer that we are not going to break NDA. We are, you know, I'm a firm believer that those of us who are in the beta, we agreed to this, and it is something that we have to adhere to. So it gets very difficult when you're so excited about the game to talk about things and not get right up to the NDA topic. So, you know, we do that, and when the press embargo was lifted, that show just, everybody was, it was like ADD all over the place. 10 people.
Nice. I can imagine.
So
what's been I've seen the format you guys use on your Google site, or if you want to see the videos of them, you can go over, I think it's YouTube.com/tourhangout. Right. But so you've got a number of people in a video chat, which is a little different than I was seeing, because you've got so many different individuals. How many do you typically have in that show? The one I was watching, your most recent one here, and it had about, I don't know, 8 or 9 people in the chat.
We had only 8 this week, but typically for all except for this week, we had usually 10 people in there. So it's always full, and then we've got people that are turned away. No, we try to mix it up. There are some regulars, but we try to give the opportunity for other folks to get involved. And as a matter of fact, this next one coming up, provided they don't, you know, open up the NDA for folks to talk about more stuff, because we're kind of really looking forward to our NDA drop show. Everybody's going to go nuts, and it may end up being 2 hours because I won't be able to shut anybody up. But we just get as many people in there and let them rotate in and out, but we're going to open that up for this next one. And so what it basically becomes is a race. On Monday night, how Google Plus works is, as soon as I start the hangout, a little indicator goes across the SWO, to everybody who's in the SWOTOR circle, and it says, you know, Mike Norton started a hangout. Do you want to join? And so it's a race to see who can get in, and then we go from there.
So you could have different people every week, and you just kind of moderate that.
Right. I try to steer the thing and keep it on some kind of focus so that we can.
So that's kind of leaving yourself kind of vulnerable. You ever had moments where people went way off book and did some crazy stuff?
Whip out their willy.
Yeah. No. Yeah. We haven't yet.
Definitely qualifies off book.
That's the great thing about what we've got going on Google Plus right now, is the community over there for Star Wars, for SWOTOR, is just amazing. You know, I monitor the SWOTOR tag on Twitter just like everybody else does, and you see all kinds of stuff in there. You see the trolls that are in there. You see the great people and all that. And I don't want to say that everybody's awesome in the SWOTOR circle on Google Plus, but because it's a newer social platform, there's a lot of folks that are, it's taking them time to come over here and adopt this thing. They tend to be more engaged, and they actually are a little more careful. And there's another interesting, I guess, dynamic to the Google Plus than the others, is that you have to use your real name. Google forces and has mandated that we use our real names to identify themselves, so nobody's hiding behind a pseudonym or a false name. The minute you do that,
you guys on the podcast with pseudonyms.
well, and there's the deal. You know, with that, when you're in a social media environment, folks tend to be a little more careful, not always, but they tend to be a little more careful because it's associated with who they are and not some, you know, name that they made up that they can hide behind. So the community has been fantastic. And one of the things we've been trying to do, and if you know, it's easy to get in Google Plus, you guys just have to go to your Gmail account, and everybody should have a Gmail account, even if you don't use it or not, and just go to the plus part, which is up in the upper hand left corner. and get involved in the community there and interact with folks. One of the struggles we've had is trying to get BioWare employees to interact with us. We have one developer, and he is our massive hero, and he is my favorite developer of all time, and that's Georg Zoller. Georg is very involved in the Google Plus community. He'll chime in, and he's even given us some zingers and some really great, you know, sides of his humor. But he also engages with folks that have questions. So oftentimes when you feel like you're not getting your true questions, not some stupid QQ questions on a forum, let's say you have a legitimate question and you go to the forums or you go to Twitter, 9 out of 10 times it gets ignored. It may actually get touched and answered by somebody. William Wallace is on there. And for the longest time, we didn't have anything from Mr. Stephen Reed himself until this weekend, which, Google opened up Pages. Think about Facebook Pages, basically a way for brands and companies to also have a presence on Google Plus, which was missing up until just this last week. With that, a lot of guilds now have pages and things like this. Well, somebody had posted a Star Wars The Old Republic page and in the tagline labeled it the official Star Wars The Old Republic deal. And several people within the community had posted, like, you know, this can't be legit and all that. And several of us kind of we tagged Georg and William and even Daniel Erickson, who tends to get on there every now and then, about it and said, you know, this isn't real and just we'll let them handle it. Sure enough, Georg mentioned it to their CM department. And Sunday afternoon, we got the first reply from Stephen Reed into the Google Plus community, which was to say they don't have an official Google Plus page yet, but they're looking into it. And so we were kind of excited and stoked about that as a community overall.
Well, that's cool that you guys it's always nice to have somebody from BioWare there's representing and acknowledging you guys and giving you input and feedback. So for the most part, as far as I can tell, they've done a really good job on always trying to stay engaged with the fans and give them as much as they can when they can. And I got a feeling, and even getting a chance to talk to some of them at the recent Fanside Summit, that all of them would love to share more than they can right now. Right. So I think a lot of them are excited about when the NDA goes down too. they can widen their conversations and how much they have in give and take with the fans once that's available. So that'll be interesting to see where that goes as well.
So what really is the formula for the show? Because you said it's not a podcast, so that almost implies it's not really a show. It's more of a, I mean,
it's a round
to overly use the word, you know, a hangout, but it's really kind of just people getting together and BSing about Tor, right?
Well, yes or no. I do, like I said, I try to keep it to a structure. I do use a structure. We usually have, you know, news up front. I try to grab and Andy Scott, who's kind of my partner in crime in this, who if folks may know from back in the WoW days, he was the guy who did I Sheep Things blog. Andy and I, we grab the news and stuff and we put that in there. So we throw out the current news and let people discuss it and talk about what they feel about that. Then we go into the Friday update and we talk about that a little bit as a roundtable situation. We try to see if there's any yellow posts that have been posted in the week since we've talked that are important enough for us to kind of discuss. And at that point, it usually becomes people are going free for all and the topics tend to sort of get into their own groove. But then I try to bring it back and we do ask folks if they have anything they want to talk about or discuss, and we try to throw those in. And then we do have a couple little features. BioWare Dev G Plus Pwnage Post of the Week is where we grab a post that one of the BioWare guys did on G Plus and try to post that out there. And the latest one was from Georg about a server named Jar Jar, which you have to go read the post in order to appreciate it. And then we let the guilds and fan sites that come and show up on the Hangout, we let them pimp their sites and get their plugs out there so that anybody listening can get involved with them.
Awesome. So you guys have a good community focus as well then.
Well, absolutely. That's what it's all about. That, you know, that's I try to stress that every single Hangout is – if we don't take the time now to build a community that's worth its salt, that is respectful and also takes care to watch what they say and what they do and not be the typical MMO stereotypical player. If we don't do that now, then we're going to, you know, basically shoot ourselves in the foot in the longevity of the game, because it won't be very long and the community will kind of implode upon itself. And so it's important for me. That's kind of my background, is wanting this community to survive, and just seeing this happen and seeing the community there. And then what you guys are doing here with the pulling all the other sites together, it's just, I love that. That's my passion right there.
Hey, I mean, this whole community thing seems to be the latest rage. We should look into that. And, you know,
that's right. Hey.
See if we can get on that bandwagon. Hey, Vertek, make a note of that.
Noted.
I'm thinking that might be our post-launch thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we could look into that.
We have enough time to shift the focus.
Well, hey, think, man, about it. How many of us want to get into a game, I mean, and have to deal with the same trolling and everything? As it is, I'll be up front. I don't spend any time on the official forums right now because, yeah, they're pretty scary, and I want to keep my blood pressure down. So being able to go someplace like Google Plus and talk to folks that don't always get my blood boiling because they make ludicrous, you know, claims like, BioWare, this game sucks because, you know, it took me 2 hours to download. You know, it's never going to – this is stuff that we need to just kind of try to get away from, in my opinion.
Yeah, wow. There's more than enough of that out there. Mm-hmm.
So where do you – excuse me. So where do you want to go with this? Do you want to, I mean, continue doing it in the Hangout format? Do you want to, you know, produce? Do you want it to become more mature? Do you want to do this post-launch? Where do you see this taking you?
That's a really great question, and I don't have a absolute answer. I can see us doing this for as long as people want to just come and talk about it. That's the basic thing, to try to keep the community together. Back when I was in WoW, I got the opportunity. The very first time I started playing, I was on a PvP server that was a mature server, and for the most part, everybody was already max level, and I was very frustrated. And I ended up being able to catch a wave of new server openings, and I ended up on Steamweedle Cartel on day 4 of its opening, which was really exciting to get into a server in its infancy, because the community then kind of gelled together and solidified at that point. As we were leveling there and our guild was involved with stuff, there were other guilds. It was an RP server, and at that time I hadn't had any interest in RP, and I started to get into it with server-wide stuff and whatnot. I brought some of my background, which was from communications and also doing audio work and producing of some shows way back. And we're talking 1990 and on. I started to put together a podcast for the server, which was basically to get out RP events, news events, guild events, and things like that. It developed into some roundtables every now and then, and it was really fun. So that's where my love of doing this type of thing started out. So when Google gave us this opportunity and this tool to use this, I thought, hey, this could actually work, and I just wanted to get together with some friends. So where we're going to go from here, I really don't have a clue. I don't have any grand plans to take over the world nor make $1 million, because I've never been able to make any money using any of the things on the Internet. I'm the kind of guy that gives away the cow with the milk, if you know what I mean. So we just want to do whatever we can for the community as long as there's people interested in it. I think after launch, it's probably going to be a little difficult for folks to get over and niche out some time to go on it, because, quite frankly, we're all going to be busy playing and leveling. But I think as the community matures and starts to find its stride, there's probably a good chance that a lot of folks will want to do this still. And the other thing that we've been talking is, because there's so many people wanting to get in, it's not a thing that has to be done by one person. So Hangouts can spring up whenever and wherever by somebody just posting and we can say, hey, let's get together. Now, if they keep it to a format like we're trying to make it where we can put it out there so people can, you know, watch it later, I don't know. But it's all about just that. So no real plans to answer your question, not shortly.
No, that's cool. Now, would you be interested in collaborating with any of the other sites, like, you know, Bootleg Radio? They've got a huge community. I mean, they work, you know, with us, the Tor Syndicate. I mean, are you interested in working with, heck, Europe? I mean, if it wasn't for, you know, a lot of the European countries and, you know, South American countries, Tor Syndicate wouldn't be nearly as huge as it is. I mean, would you be interested in working with other groups to try to either not really preach the message, but show how to do this so that other people can actually do those little mini hangouts or, you know, turn it into something that maybe guilds could use to collaborate or alliances of guilds could collaborate?
Absolutely. That's, you know, that's the other passion I have is teaching folks how to use stuff and technology. If you look at my profile, if on Google Plus, you'll see that's kind of my one of the things I like to do. So absolutely working with others and getting them to use this technology to its fullest. You know, I have this mad scientist goal, not for the show, but just this whole thing. Getting my guild back together, one of the things that's always frustrated me, and this is going to get kind of geeky and techie, is I really hate traditional forum systems. They're old.
Me too.
Trying to find information in a lot of them can be very difficult. A lot of folks from smaller guilds are going to say I'm off my rocker, but I've been a member of the Old Timers Guild and also Aliakta S, two of the largest guilds in the world, and I'm sorry, you try to get information out of guild systems and guilds that have over 5,000 people in them, you can forget about, you know, the signal-to-noise ratio is impossible. So it's something that I have a passion to get away from, and Google has been providing us some tools along the way that help us to do that. We're not quite there yet. I'm seeing Google Plus as a way that we can get closer to that with the circles. Right now, for my circles, I've got my big SOTOR circle, which has, like I said, over 700 people in it. I have my guild circle, which this is another really cool thing about Redeemed, is in the past in Redeemed, when Twitter became popular and Facebook, trying to get my folks to go to that instead of the forums was like pulling teeth. Well, since we kind of went away at that point and we're reborn here at this juncture for this game, about 90% of our 90 members are from Google Plus or are active in Google Plus community. So right there, we've already got a leg up on being able to get people interacting in that social media. So my goal and my designs and thinking, what I would love to see happen is that we could use these new social media tools as a way to manage guilds. Because what do we need most in guild management? Communications. And using tools that are freely available to us can help us, you know, do some things without having to worry about a big overhead and everything else. There's still some things missing, but hopefully we'll get to those things sooner or later.
Yeah, communications and record keeping, which, you know, Google Plus and Google Docs right
Google
there.
Docs right there. Right there.
Scheduling, you got the calendar, all that fun stuff.
Now, do you live stream your Hangout?
We do. Because we got so full so fast, people were frustrated saying, oh, man, I couldn't make it in. So I started live streaming it. We're using Twitch TV right now to live stream it, and we're using the chat box there to get the folks' input that we can then, you know, insert some of their comments and stuff into the roundtable conversation. It's a little frustrating. This is where my non-fanboy hat comes off, because one thing Google does that frustrates me from time to time is they'll put out these announcements about these great features they have that tend to only be released to a very small population. For instance, live streaming on YouTube, that's something that they've had now going for, I think, well over a year, but it's still only for a very small group of folks. And with the Google Hangouts, they announced this feature called On Air, which theoretically, if you were able to do the On Air feature, you would start your Hangout, and once it reached 10 people, it would automatically allow you to go on air, which would then stream to a URL on YouTube Live. Everybody would join that is in the overflow, join that stream and also be in a chat room, which would then be integrated into the chat on your Hangout while you're doing it. Unfortunately, the on air feature has only been rolled out to a very small group of folks, mostly celebrities and things like the Black Eyed Peas and all that, which, sorry, I'm not interested in watching a Hangout by them, but I'd rather be in a Hangout with
Kevin Rose and Alex Albrecht and, you know, a lot of the little tech investors, the angel investors in the San Francisco scene, you know, the whole Web 2.0 scene, they use it a lot. So they were,
yes, they do.
Kevin Rose was one of the first, I think, did like the first or the second. You know,
well, the first one was the Black Eyed Peas one. That was what Google used to announce it and roll it out. And then, yeah, so, Kevin will be up there.
Yeah, so, okay. And then for those of you who don't know, Kevin Rose was like a, used to be a like a extra on the Screensavers. And then
it was. Awesome show.
Became a then he became an intern, and then he became like a part of the show, and then he became on the show, and then he got laid off with like a million other people, and then he was like, screw you guys, I'm going to go start Dig.com, and he became a gazillionaire. So I watched this kid go become like huge and rich, but it's all good. Well, that's cool. I think that after this, you know, we might want to talk, you know, about some collaborative efforts. You know, we got the whole Project Tour thing that we're working on, but also, you know, talk to the guys from Bootleg Radio. I think some folks over in Europe, you know, would be interested in, you know, doing some of these things. And then I think you could take this message and this capability, right? Because you've got a process, and it's the process that makes this valuable, right? Because the tech by itself is, it's interesting, but most people aren't really using it to this degree. Usually it's like a one-on-one kind of thing, kind of like a Skype, if that makes any sense. So I think the formula you have is really something that's you know, differentiating.
Well, thank you. Well, it's definitely something needing in Europe. One of my new officers in my guild, as a matter of fact, he's from Sweden, and we met him through the Hangouts, and he has to stay up pretty late in order to be a part of them. So there's definitely something that folks in Europe and that audience need to get going for themselves so it can be at a more manageable hour.
All right. Well, very cool. So is there any way that anything that you want to plug in terms of, like, you know, how people can get a hold of you, or how can a person – know that a hangout's going to happen, you know, if they want to hang out with you?
Let me see. The easiest way to do it is go ahead and get yourself set up on Google+. And what you can do is add me, or I can supply you guys with a list of some of the folks that are in the SWOTOR circle. Or also there are a couple links to the publicly shared circle. Add that circle to your profile, and then be careful, because you're going to have a flood of information coming in, but that's how you get involved. And when the shows are every Monday night at this point, at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, West Coast time. And so just kind of look out for that and keep watching. We do also have a Google page for it now, that people can get to, and I'll get that address to you because it's really long. Google hasn't quite figured out a great way to do the URLs yet.
No, I know you used to on Twitter, you'd toss out the add yourself to the SWOTOR circle. Do you still do that? Do you still toss that out on Twitter?
We do. Whenever we're, that's for the stream. When we're doing the stream, we'll go ahead and put that up there. If you, trying to remember the address here, but I don't want to hold you up at the moment.
Because I was just asking, because that's how I found the Google Plus circle myself, is I saw that post up there and said, what the heck, I'll go add myself. Why not?
Sure.
And that's how I found that whole side of your thing. Before that, I just, you know, knew you on Twitter and through Redeemed.
And you started hanging out with people talking about tour.
Well, that's reading. I haven't made it to a hangout yet, just because of the awkward timing with the work week and whatnot. But
I found the link. gplus.to/tourhangout will take you to the tour hangout page.
There you go.
And once you have your profile set up, you can you know, put that in a circle and share it and whatnot, and just kind of watch that for when stuff's going on.
Very cool. Barislan, any other questions?
No, that's all I got. I'm sitting here in awe. The whole way of handling it is pretty cool. I mean, we've done some video casts. We had some video casts even from the recent Fansite Summit, and I know we're looking to expand on that even here at the Tor Syndicate. But it's just really cool getting a chance to watch some of your hangouts, and I love the fact that it's frequently new people, you know, and so it's really just a slice of the group of fans that make up the SWOTOR community, because every show you get a little something different. So I think it's a really cool concept, and I'm looking forward to following it in the future.
Awesome. You guys should try to get in a hangout too.
Well, I know I'm going to be. Like I said, I keep trying, but my work week keeps interfering with that on my part.
Yeah, so I just watch that way of getting in front of all my perfectly reasonable hobbies too. So.
Well, very cool. On that note, let's go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to have a commercial, and then we'll also listen to some Mandalorian Girl and Be On The Grind. We'll be right back.
This podcast has been brought to you by Guild Launch at guildlaunch.com. Guild Launch is the premier guild host management system. They have over 2 million registered users. They support over 180 different games and have over 100,000 different guilds, clans, and corporations. For all of your guild hosting management needs, to include PvP management, raiding, DKP systems, chat, and everything, please check out guildlaunch.com.
The Exploits of Mandalorian Girl, written and narrated by Nasha Tali. Chapter 2, Kashyyyk, Part 7. The trek to the work camp seemed long. A well-worn trail wound its way through the treacherous sea of plant life, suggesting that Zerka Corp, or someone, had been in this area quite often. I had no idea what they could be doing down here, and frankly, I didn't want to dwell on it. I had one purpose in this dark and dangerous forest, to get my crew and confront Vel. Anything else would just be asking for trouble. I had enough trouble of my own. Off to my left, somewhere in the blackness that was so prevalent, an unknown creature shrieked loudly. It didn't sound like something I wanted to tangle with tonight. I hoped that we would make it to our destination well before the creature headed in our direction. Aiden and I silently followed our guide, Laquette, keeping close behind him. He knew where he was going, and getting separated would not bode well for us. At any other time, I would have been absorbing myself in my surroundings, taking in all there was to see and hear, but all I could think about was confronting Vel and getting Cinca safely back. Laquette came to a sudden stop ahead of me and motioned for us to stay hidden. I could feel the adrenaline pumping through my veins and hear my heart pounding loudly in my ears as I crouched down, slowly inched my way through the tangle of plant life, and looked into the clearing just ahead of us. A small circle of lights encased an area where the forest had been beaten back. Rows of crates and containers dotted the clearing, casting shadows in the dim lighting. I maneuvered my way as close as I dared, trying to get a clear view of what was going on, yet trying to stay well hidden. I didn't want my prey to know I was there. This had to go smoothly. I was glad to see that they hadn't left the camp. I'd been afraid that they would have too much of a head start on us. Vel, Cinca, and the Zerk employee stood in the far corner facing a line of large metal cages. A closer look revealed that the cages were occupied by what appeared to be tattered Wookiees, arms and legs bound with heavy restraints. Osik, Vel was getting involved with slaving! I eased closer, listening to their conversation. These are our last acquisitions, a hunting party that came down here a few weeks ago. They were tough to capture. The biggest one escaped. His name's Shorkuk. We have special plans for him. He ran off a few days ago. We have him cornered in another area of the forest. He's killed several of our men. Capture him for us, and you will be well compensated. I will have him back here in no time. One Wookiee's no match for me. Point me in the right direction. I'll have him subdued shortly. Why, Vel was going after an enraged, trapped, desperate Wookiee? Dekoot, even I wasn't that dumb. One of the employees stayed in the clearing, and the other one led Vel, Cinca, and HK off into the darkness. I motioned the others to follow me. I wasn't letting them out of my sight. I could have just jumped in and stopped Vel right there, but that Wookiee shortcut would be left out there trapped and probably starving. I should have stayed out of it, and I knew I should, but I just couldn't do it. My companions and I slowly made our way through the darkness, following behind our quarry, careful not to make any noise that might alert anyone, especially HK, that we were trailing them. We inched along in the darkness for what seemed like hours, with small, unseen creatures scuttling along nearby, sounding their calls all around us as we trekked on to an unknown, unseen destination. Just when I thought that we would never reach our journey's end, Vel and his party stopped ahead of us. Laquette hung back while Aiden and I inched closer. We watched Vel, weapons in hand, slowly make his way into the area where the Zerka employee pointed. I noticed that there was only one other person there, another Zerka worker, who had been left to watch the Wookiee. I saw in the dim lighting provided by randomly hung lanterns that several automated turrets were scattered around the area, blocking the trapped Wookiee's way to freedom. Aiden leaned in close to me and whispered, "I think I can sneak in and disable a few of those turrets." They're fixed inward, meaning to keep something in, not keep me out. I'll make my way to the turrets in the back first. You stay close to Bell and keep hidden. I'll signal to you when I have accomplished my task. He placed his hand on my arm as he spoke to me. Unthinking, I placed a hand on top of his briefly. I could feel him smile at me in the darkness. Suddenly, I felt a great comfort at having him here to help me. Bell stayed close to the front turrets. He peered into the area, gauging the situation carefully. He couldn't afford to take any chances with a trapped Wookiee. Cinca eased alongside of him. I saw him push her back. He had no intention of letting her help. He wanted to have bragging rights. Cinca fell back to stand next to the Zerka employee. Just as Bell began to make his way toward Shortcook, I saw Aiden motion to me that he was finished. I was impressed with his speed at disarming the turrets. I guess a Jedi can be useful after all. I quickly but quietly moved over to where Aiden was crouched. Together, we moved in behind the now disarmed turrets. In the darkness, I could make out Shortcook leaning against the trunk of a tree. He looked exhausted. I knew he couldn't hold out much longer, but I also knew that he wouldn't go down without a fight. Just as I finished calculating Shortcook's chances against his enemy, I saw Vel step out into view. For more information, visit my website at www.mandaloriangirl.com.
Transmission frequency secured. Beyond the Grind, Episode 20, No More NDA. Beginning in 3, 2, 1.
Greetings, fellow SWTOR fans, and welcome to Episode 20 of Beyond the Grind, your podcasting guide to role-playing in the Old Republic. I'm one half of your host, Barcelon of the Mantel Syndicate, home to the galaxy's best scoundrel scum and scruffy-looking nerf herders. And over there on the other mic is the other half of our official hosting, Larry Shadow Everett, columnist for Masterly.com and co-host on Gamebreaker TV, The Republic, as well as president of the Satil Shan Fan Club. Larry, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm touched. You called me your other half. Wow. I don't know what to say about that. I'm really in awe.
Yes, well, you know, you've been here long enough now, so.
Does that mean I have to start doing dishes and making you dinner?
We'll discuss that off show. So, also back by popular demand, and mainly because she was available, we have senior staff from over at SWTOR RP, Vanth, a.k.a. Rapture. Vanth, how are you doing this evening?
As the person who apparently was available, not only, I'm no longer the token female, huh? I'm just token.
Well, since you've now been on the show multiple times, you're now the veteran token female.
Oh, veteran token female. I'm doing great. It's wonderful to be here again.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to have you back on the show. I tease, but we did enjoy you last time, and glad to have you back around to give your particular input, and also because you actually got a chance, like myself, to be out at the FanSite Summit here recently. So a little bit later in the show, we're going to share some of our feedback from that, and excited to get to that.
Good time. Definitely.
That was my little tease, you know, so people stick around, or so the folks listening to the light version on the Tor Syndicate podcast, you know, might actually go and get the extended version where we put those notes in later. But
yeah.
Moving on. So, let's see. News since our last podcast. We've had a number of things come out. Nothing really huge. Actually, there were some huge things, but we'll go over the less than huge things first. We had the Imperial Agent character progression, which I found very amusing because at our last podcast, Shadow, you and I were talking about how Eric Zoller had put out kind of an IC post about how they got no love and they didn't get a progression video and all this stuff. And it's like, it felt like 2 days after we recorded that podcast, they came out with the Imperial Agent progression video.
I know, it's too funny, isn't it?
Yeah. So but, it was us, I think.
Yeah, totally. I know. I mean, we know that Gaylord glistens to every single
no
podcast.
I have no idea how much power we have.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what it is.
Scary. We have to make sure we use
it. Wow, I feel the ego meter going up in here with YouTube.
Yep. You know what? We keep this up, we might actually be able to one day join Gandan and Guild Awesome. But
That's our ultimate goal and dream. Oh. That's why we did this podcast, because we were like, how do we get in Guild Awesome? Oh, make a podcast.
And for those of you listening who have no idea what that is, you have to go back and listen to the previous episode. It's an inside joke for our loyal fans.
That's what it is. We have to have some sort of inside joke for the three people that listen to
the
show.
The loyal fans, right, all three of them. So, But Imperial Agent progression video. Did you both of you get a chance to see that? Either of you interested in playing the Imperial Agent?
Oh, definitely. I love the video.
Yeah.
I mean,
that is great. That is going to be my first character on the Imperial side. So I'm looking forward to that. I gotta say, probably because ever since I saw the Smuggler video, everything else pales in comparison. But again, I really didn't feel like, I don't know, the Smuggler video to me almost had almost story elements to it. I don't know, it was little mini scenes that kind of, and this one just kind of felt like, hey, here's some of their moves, here's some of their looks, and
yeah, that's kind of the way I felt. I mean, I thought that, and I said this on Gamebreaker when they asked about it, that the Smuggler one had personality, and I didn't feel any personality in the Agent one.
Right, and you can put personality. You can go, you know, James Bondish, you know.
Absolutely, yeah.
I thought they could have gone James Bondish with it. I mean, it's exciting.
Well, you can flirt with whoever. You know, have the agent flirt with somebody.
Well, and they will make a female agent too. So I don't know if that affected it as well.
There's still a lot they could have done with it, considering what the agent's purpose is and just the whole thing. Definitely, it's a great class.
Yeah, I don't think it. Now, granted, this is just a progression video, so it's really kind of just to show off the armor and what.
I think maybe that's only what they were interested in doing, was showing off the perks of the class, and not so much trying to put the personality into it. Also, with Smuggler, you know, thanks to the whole Han Solo archetype that's been popular since that first series came out back in 76. Yeah. I think that people have a certain expectation of when they see Smuggler. It's got to have that angle.
Yeah, but you know, it's BioWare. I was expecting at least some sort of nod and a wink to kind of almost a Mass Effect-esque kind of Imperial agent.
That's true.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite store on the Citadel.
That's
Agent's ship looks Mass Effect-ish.
That's true.
Normandy-ish, so.
Well, there you go, BioWare. You should hire us to do your video.
There you go.
We'll put personality
in there. I'm telling you.
Yep. I'm telling you right now. Hire us. We can do
all right, pack your bags now. we're heading to Texas. Yeah.
It was all in all, though. It was still a decent video. It still whetted my appetite to actually check out the class.
I gotta say, all in all, I mean, these videos are just incredible. I mean, Brian Arch, who at BioWare, who just does an incredible job at leading that team, and just I think they're really, really good. They definitely serve their purpose, and to be honest, far and above any other MMO that's out there that's producing videos, these are so much more superior.
That is true.
Than any of those. And
true.
So when we're gauging anything, when we say it doesn't have as much personality,
yeah,
it even that video has like 10 times the personality of any other MMO video that's
we're
out
just,
there.
We're just war players, though, so we're all about that story thing. You know?
Absolutely.
But comparing it to videos that I've seen for other games, you know, when you check out their stuff, BioWare, it's still pretty decent, especially to pull off the class.
Well, on the topic of videos that show off the class and do it well, we also had another Versus video released since our last podcast. We had Inquisitor versus Trooper. So Trooper actually is one of the classes I plan on playing. Inquisitor, not so much, but I know a lot of the other people are. Is that one either one of you plan on taking up as a role in the game?
I've actually looked at both, and of course I can't say much in regards to NDA or anything, but I will say I got a great appreciation for the Trooper, more than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what reminded me a lot of when I saw the Trooper was the whole Starship Troopers thing, besides the name.
You know what? I hadn't thought of that, but now that you mentioned it,
it
has that feel to it a little bit.
It very much has a feel like that, and that's from even when I first saw the class. I immediately thought of the Starship Troopers and that whole, the military thing, you know, the backbone of the Republic Army, the guys who are thrown into the thick of it, your normal grunts almost, that just fight the good battle.
I haven't played a whole lot of that story through, but I'm hoping more one of the directions BioWare goes with that is players who go that path and play that role get a feel of like the backstage, you know. And from what here's a look at the struggle through the eyes of, you know, the rank and file, not the guys with magic powers jumping around with lightsabers.
Right, and the lightsabers, because you see, I mean, you see the stories are so much from their angle. the books, the movies, everything concentrates on that.
Yeah.
You don't really get a look into the other end. But speaking
and troopers
of this,
are just there to get shot.
Right, exactly. You don't think of them, yeah, they got
they're
a story.
Fodder.
There's a dude with a story behind there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
However, I mean, I got to say, as far as the video is concerned, I may or may not be playing as Sith Inquisitor right now. Just saying.
Okay. So, you've officially stated or not stated that you are or are not playing an Inquisitor.
Speaking of
how very Inquisitor of you.
How very yeah. Inquisitor of you.
And I might not imply that that it's a very awesome class.
It actually, yeah, I have to agree with him. It may or may not be an awesome class. It may
yeah.
or may not be something I'm considering for my secondary character.
Yeah.
All right, just before we move on real quickly, Inquisitor versus Trooper, what are your votes? Who would win?
That brings us to the end of our Beyond the Grind Lite. So if you want to hear more and get outtakes from the show as well as other topics that we talk about, please subscribe to us on iTunes or come download the full director's cut over at barislan.podbean.com. Thanks again to Shadow for joining us for another show. And we hope for all of you out there that you get a bit of something new that'll help you out in the Old Republic as you seek to make your adventures your own personal brand epic. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Termination protocol established. Beyond the Grind signal dark in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so we are back from commercial. Bearslan, tell us what has happened over the last week in the SW Tour landscape. Anything?
Well, of course, the big news that you're hearing out and about is a lot of folks who are at the Fanside Summit coming back and sharing some of their experience from that. We've also had just recently the open beta weekend, which I don't know the exact numbers, but I think it's suffice to say of a whole heck of a lot of people got in recently on that weekend beta, and they've got one more coming up with a whole heck of a lot of people. More. Double.
And,
I don't know. A bunch.
Yeah,
so
they
a lot
said
of people are getting to be hands-on in the game that haven't got to do that yet. And it is definitely, you can feel the energy out in the community of folks who have just been hearing about it and chomping at the bit about it for maybe years and years even, finally getting to get hands-on. And I'm hearing nothing but, you know, really good comments about it for the most part. I mean, the only thing I've heard that was even vaguely negative was just BioWare dealing with some of the surge and the low, people had some wait times and some queue ups, but you know, that's a big part of what this is getting that all balanced and ready to go. So launch day, we go as smooth as possible.
Yeah. It's kind of funny cause they sent some kind of email or I forgot where I heard it or read it. But everybody that's ever applied for beta prior to like what, November 11th or something like that.
Right.
Is going to get in. So that's basically the world. It's gonna.
Yeah, that's massive. I don't know what the user count is on SWTOR.com, but
didn't they say it was like near a million somewhere, like in the middle of the summer?
Yeah, well, I mean, you figure anybody who's pre-ordered the game has probably at least gone over and checked out SWTOR.com and probably signed up. You know, and numbers I've seen on pre-orders are up around 860,000. Then that's not even counting stuff out of Origins or maybe even some of the other online outlets for pre-ordering it. So yeah, I'm guessing it's going to be at least a million people this next beta they do. So
yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting, and it's kind of funny because you know, obviously we're fanboys of the whole SW Tour experience because otherwise we wouldn't be doing this podcast, but it is kind of funny because we all track the same sources of media, like Twitter and Facebook and this, that, and the other thing. So there's kind of like a usual suspect kind of thing going down. Like everyone kind of is in the know with the same bits of information. And you can always tell when somebody's getting into beta or like there's a weekend when there's like either an influx of people because like, all those news sources go dormant.
Yep, they disappear.
You're like, hello, what's going on? And, you know, it's because people are playing the game. You know, they're
right.
Beta testing. You know,
right?
Twitter and Google Plus are like quiet during the weekend. It was very comical.
Yeah, you know, I mean, which is a good thing. It's a good sign. You know, people are in there and, you know, rocking and rolling and, you know, figuring out what's what. And so it's kind of cool, you know, and that's one of the reasons why, I'm kind of really excited about the, you know, the tour hangout thing and having you on here is I think that platform makes the most sense. And I'm so happy to hear you say, like, you're not really a forum guy, because I personally hate forums. I know Larry from Beyond the Grinds, you know, he wants us to put forums on the Tor Syndicate, which will never happen. because
oh, you're going to break his little heart.
No, I mean, because, I mean, a forum is a Web 1.0 tech. You know, A, I've got to follow forums. B, I've got to know what happened in which forum and then consistently go back there. Whereas, like, blogs is a Web 2.0 concept, you know. I follow it, and it comes to me, and it tells me that something changed, you know?
And then there's minimal people that actually go to forums. In any guild, the percentage of folks that engage in the forum activity is so small compared to the greater whole. So, yeah,
get away with it.
I think the larger your guild gets, the more prevalent that kind of behavior is. I think in smaller guilds, forums tend to be more active. But yeah, as a percentage wise, you definitely see that the bigger the guild gets, you see, you know, a handful of key people that are the ones burning up the forums, and everybody else, you know, has a ninja post here and there, and that's about it.
Well, that, and you have to have a forums moderator to make sure no smut or improper stuff goes in there, you know?
Right, or moderators, plural, yeah, depending on how big your forum is.
So,
like, I don't envy the guys over, like, at Darth Hader and Mos Eisley and that sort of thing with all the forum management they got to do over there.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, I mean, I totally dig that. And I think that this medium is only – I think you've only scratched the surface on where you could go. And that's the whole reason why I'm like, well, let's talk after the show. Or let me introduce you to these other folks, because I think there's a bunch of – other new and different things that you can do that you haven't even scratched the surface on yet. And I think it could really be a new cool way for Tor fans or the community to hang out or to collaborate, which is really, I think, a better word, about Tor and share their experiences, you know. Absolutely. I mean, imagine a hangout where you tier it, you know, so you have like this big mega hangout. Which, granted, right now, you know, you only have the construct of, what, 10? Mm-hmm. But you could tier it so different hangouts are talking about different subjects, right? So you can go in and out of rooms, for lack of a better word. I'm just kind of visualizing it. I mean, it could be so kind of cool.
Absolutely. We've already – yeah, that would be awesome. We've actually talked about having a Sith hangout and then, a Galactic Republic hangout. And so, yeah, the sky's the limit on what we can do with it, really.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You know, it's really, really kind of cool that you're doing it. And I think, like I said, you know, there's a bunch of different groups. I think also another thing, you know, one last thing to kind of beat on it is I think this could be a good way to rally some of the smaller fan sites, because, you know, there was like a little hiccup, what, a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. I think this could be a great way to organize, fan sites and collaborate and communicate across those, you know, different groups, and then they could distribute messages or share information.
Well, right. If there's fan sites out there that already don't have their pages set up, they need to get that done, because that's a beautiful way to get that type of collaboration and information out there.
Yep. All right. So back to the news. So there was also the European Fan Site Summit that happened. What? Did it end today? Crickets.
Yeah, nobody knew about it.
There you go.
I had heard about it, but I didn't do too much digging around into it, because it's one of those, like, there's only so much attention I can pay to the interwebs, and that was one of those, I can't go there, so I'll just wait till after to hear about it.
So basically, it was over in Ireland, and that's where they invited the European fan sites, and I recognized a couple of the faces from the German sites and from the French sites that went. So I don't know if they had any new sites. I'm assuming that they did, but I have not been able to see or find a comprehensive list of the European sites that did go. And I have been looking for the past 3 days, and just have been completely unsuccessful in doing that. But long story short, instead of flying everyone from across the world over to Austin, they flew all the European sites to Ireland, and then, you know, here in the States, all the U.S.-based sites to Austin. So I think it was a great idea. I know that Stephen Reed and David Bass got to be dog-tired because they finished with us, did the beta weekend last weekend, and then got on a plane and flew to Ireland, and then, like, the next day they did 3 days of fan site summit with the European sites, and then I think David's getting ready to head on back tomorrow or something. So you're talking about being Iron Man.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think now that you mentioned it, I think it did end today because there was just a tweet out today from David Bass talking about how he had to do another 20 hours of flying, and apparently Stephen Reed was trying to talk him into just staying for the week.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's from the UK, so, I mean, it's, what, another hour or two flight to get back home to England?
Yep. Visit the fam.
Nice. But he did send out a tweet that had a picture of him sitting there sipping a Guinness in Ireland, so apparently Guinness in Ireland's, you know, is too legit to quit. Everything else is kind of just counterfeit.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. So that almost rhymed. But anything else? I don't think anything else really big kind of happened in the in terms of a news update. Anything? So what's going on with you there, Mr. Vertek? How's life treating you?
Life is treating me pretty all right. Inside the tour community, we have a bunch of people that are being really cool as far as setting up their sites and whatnot and being curious about how things are going. But outside of that, I'm actually putting in for a couple of different jobs every which way.
Well, you already made producer. I mean, how much higher do you want to go?
Well, actually, I'm excited because I might actually have a spot
CEO.
Doing.
Oh, that's CEO. What he's aiming for.
Absolutely. If I can't be represented by three letters and that's it, then there's something wrong.
But you're talking about like in the RL.
Yeah, in that RL place. I might actually I put in for a security admin job actually, and might actually have a chance of getting it. I have a couple people that are going to speak up for me, so we'll see what happens there.
That's cool. But school's going all right?
Yipper. Keeping my A's, still a 4.0 at this point.
Nice. How about you there, Mr. Barislan?
Life's crazy, but that's what hobbies and video games are for, right? So I'm in the middle of trying to sell a house, and my company is redoing their entire infrastructure for both their front end and back end on their website, all through a homegrown version of it. And on top of that, we've got a lot of guild activity trying to, as we get ready for launch and kind of figure out how we're going to get into the game and get everybody on the same page and up and running. So, and then we got Tor Syndicate, we got Beyond the Grind, we got some stuff I'm helping with over on the side with SotoRP.com, which is one of our member sites. They're getting ready to do kind of a guild site summit or a guild leader summit where they're hoping to get a lot of the roleplay guilds together and talking about kind of how to roll into the game and make the most of the allies and adversary system that BioWare has set up for. So there's a lot going on, busy, but it's all good. It's fun.
You guys should consider doing a hangout.
You know what? Now we've had all this conversation, that's a perfectly reasonable suggestion. So I'm
score.
Have to there you
my
go.
Goals have been met.
All right.
Another convert.
And that's another right. One bites the plus.
Oh,
wow. That nice. Was good. So real quick, Vertek, do we have any sites that we want to plug that have recently joined the Tor Syndicate or anything like that? Any guilds? Any fan sites?
We do. We actually have for fan sites, as far as getting banners in anyway, we have thegathering.gr, their Greek-based general info and news site. From what I went through and translated, everything looks pretty interesting. They keep pretty much up to date. But again, it's about 1% in English, and the rest is all either Greek or Arabesh.
So we hope that they're not violating the NDA.
Well, again, Google, got to give it up to them. Google Translate, it is my hero. I sat there and copied, pasted.
Arabesh translator?
Well, no, I don't think so. I don't think that, but... yeah, that's stuff I'm going to go ahead and hope that it took the same amount of letters as what it was printed under, so we'll assume that that's just a direct translation. Then there's Old Torment. That's ULTOR in capitals, MATE. They're basically a WordPress site with a bunch of opinions and discussions and stuff, but they also have some fan fiction that they release pretty much timed out on Thursdays at 9:30 a.m. I believe that was Central. But note to self, yeah, they're putting out, he apparently keeps about 3 different chapters on hand and ready to release every Thursday. So for those who like fan fiction, it was pretty neat the little bit that I read. Talking about your SOTORRP.com, there's actually another site we're waiting on a banner for. It's rpsotor.com. the exact opposite around. But it seems like basically a collection of RP forums. Like different groups can come and create a forum there so they can go and, you know, post up and almost syndicate their RP stories and their little character storylines and have fun interacting with that. As far as guilds, we have, the last show was light on Empire and heavy on Republic. This is the exact opposite. We have 2 Republic guilds, the Mithrin Order and Omega Guard. And Empire, we're still waiting on a couple of banners, but for the ones we do have, we have the Correctors, Natural Born Killers, both of which use guild launch, by the way. Woot woot. We have Salted Soil, Purgatory, War Madden, and Sealed. And Salted Soil, I gotta give a little bit of applause to them. Actually mentioned in the guild rules is do not break NDA. Do not post or repost material or links that violates NDA. And it goes on a little bit farther, but basically saying repeat offenders will get a ban.
Nice.
Awesome.
All right. Well, very cool. I think that pretty much wraps up what we wanted to talk about today. Again, we want to thank everyone who's supporting the Tor Syndicate. We're still working on Project Tor, which was, you know, pretty much a live stream that we're going to be working and developing, and then we're still trying to figure out where we want to take that, if we want to make it a video podcast. Not sure, but long story short is it'll be interesting. It'll definitely be stateful so that you can go and check it out on the web. We'll have it posted, and we'll be trying to involve, you know, different members of the community. So, you know, it does have a lot of the same kind of aspects of a Hangout, but I think a Hangout's got a larger, you know, a bunch more people that it can probably get in. But, you know, we're going to be doing, you know, some stuff with some multimedia as well. So we look forward to working with the fan sites. Hopefully, again, we reach out to our European sites and get them in here. Definitely want to work with Art and Way again. and heck, if we can work out the times, we'll start doing a bunch more just in general. So I guess one more time around, any last final thoughts, anybody?
I like food.
Stay nice.
Yeah, down with the forums, according to Mike. All right. Well, thanks for checking us out. You can check us out on iTunes. You can check, leave a message or rate us if you want. You can hit us at torsyndicate.com or on Twitter at torsyndicate. So, you know, hit us up, follow us, give us feedback, and continue working with the community. Take care, everybody. What? No goodbye?
Night. Later, guys.
We'll see you next time.